Proclamation number 3555 of 22nd of September, 1945. Only love redeems on earth and in the hereafter. Neither on earth nor in the beyond is spiritual ascent possible without loving activity, for love alone leads to God, love alone reduces the distance from the human being to God, and love alone brings about union with God. Therefore it is the greatest commandment on earth to be lovingly active, otherwise earthly life will be lived uselessly and the soul will enter the beyond at the same distance from God as it was before its embodiment as a human being. But earthly life is the last grace for the spiritual in the earthly world. Then life begins in eternity, in the spiritual kingdom, which can also be a state of death, a state of powerlessness which can never be called life. And now there is only one possibility again to ascend through loving activity. But activity in weakness is impossible, and therefore the soul is in greatest adversity because it first has to accept strength in order to be able to work in love. And this acceptance of strength is again dependent on its will, which has to be directed towards loving activity for other souls. But a weak soul is extremely weak-willed if it does not have a completely God-opposing will and gives itself over to the forces of the underworld. And a weakened will is hardly able to strive for a change of situation for itself. Even less does the soul think of the suffering souls and use its will correctly, i.e., it carries the will within itself to help them. Yet only this will to be lovingly active towards needy souls provides it with the strength which it can now use and thereby treads the path of ascent itself. Until the soul develops the will to love within itself, its state will be desolate and hopeless. For only love alone brings redemption from its torment. And this is why the ascent in the beyond is far more difficult than on earth, and endless time can pass before the soul decides to work with love, whereas on earth the human being is in full possession of his vitality and the slightest occasion can impel him into an act of love, which he can therefore also carry out immediately because he is capable of it. The being's inability in the beyond is a state of utmost agony, for after earthly life the being feels it as a fetter which it cannot release. And since it passed away on earth without love, it also does not know about its strength. It is now dependent on the help of other souls which try to persuade it to have the right will through suggestions, and on the prayer of people on earth that strength will be supplied to it which is meant for its weakened will. Redemption can never take place through other beings. The soul has to redeem itself through love. This is divine law which can never be circumvented. And this is why God creates countless possibilities on earth which are intended to kindle love in the human being, so that he will now work and thereby mature his soul, so that he will not enter the beyond as a powerless being but is already a recipient of strength, i.e., he can enter eternity as a being of light himself, albeit with varying degrees of light strength, yet always able to work with his strength in love again on the suffering souls and constantly increase the degree of light. For love is to be practiced on earth as well as in the spiritual kingdom. It is the binding agent between the souls and God, because God himself is love and the being can only unite with him if it has become love itself. Amen.